Greg Sharp, he is the voice of Nebraska football. He's standing by the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Greg?
I'm great. Looking forward to getting this season underway.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, not only in Husker country, but across America, are wondering, can Scott Frost do that same type of magic he did at UCF?
Well, I mean, it's been such an interesting start to his tenure, and obviously last year, third year, usually the year that you try to take a big step forward the program, and then the darn pandemic hit, and, you know, the season was stop and start, and they even had a game canceled with Wisconsin that they were looking forward to, but you know, what he's done is he's put together four straight top 25 recruiting classes. So there is certainly talent on the team, but now it's trying to find that right magic to get it to gel and teach this group how to win close games, because that's been their bugaboo. They've lost a lot of close games in his first three seasons.
Well, what's the vibe from the Nebraska fans there in the state, people you come across in the media, when they look at Frost and they look at the state of Nebraska football?
I think they know they need to be patient. I think that this is one of their native sons. This is the guy they wanted the administration at the time to hire. I think they see the talent growth within the program the last couple of years. Obviously, they want better results, but I think they're putting their faith in Scott, at least at this time. This is a big year. They need to show nice improvement. They need to get themselves into postseason play. They need to be knocking on the door to being a contender in the West year in and year out, and they've not done that to this point. So, yeah, this is a big year for him to take a step forward.
Man, if you just woke up from getting out of a time capsule and you went back about 15, 20 years and you remember the old heyday of Nebraska, Oklahoma in the Big Eight, and now you got Nebraska in the Big Ten and Oklahoma in the SEC.
Yeah, won the world, right? I mean, yeah. Think about the last 3 weeks. I mean, nobody, I think, left the 4th of July picnics thinking that we were going to have this kind of a shakeup in the next month in college sports. And it is here now. And where does it go from here? I don't know. My gut tells me the Big Ten's probably just going to stand pat for a while. It's a good spot to be in the Big Ten. But, yeah, you wake up one day and all of a sudden two of the bigger brands in the country, you know, OU and Texas, make the bolt for the SEC. What a coup for that league to do that. But the fallout of the next 10, 12 months is going to be interesting to follow. But, again, I think, you know, there's a lot of smiles, Bob, in Nebraska, because Nebraska made the jump away from Texas 11 years ago, and that was for this very reason. They didn't want to put their fate, their future, in the hands of Texas. And if Texas up and decided to bolt, which they've now done, it certainly leaves that Big 12 conference vulnerable.
When you look at this realignment, when you look at the SEC wooing Oklahoma, Texas, and even reports that they may go after Clemson and Florida State, which would be smart. You add them to the SEC East. You add Oklahoma, Texas to the SEC West. It fits geographically. You throw in name, image, and likeness. And what college sports will be like a year from now, let alone five. You're already seeing it where Ohio State's getting a kid who's going to get out of high school, not early, normally at the mid-senior year mark, but before his senior year. The ability for these kids to make money at colleges really is creating a pro-like system.
Sure has. And don't we already have an NFL? I mean, that's kind of my feeling in some ways. We have a pro league. College is, but it's the changing times of this thing. I'm anxious to see what NIL does in the first 12 months. My gut says there'll be 8 to 10 kids on the big-time campuses that are going to make some nice money off of that. But for the rest of it, it's going to be gift cards and T-shirts and that type of thing. I think that big dreams of dozens of athletes at every college campus making even five figures, I think, is probably off. I might be wrong. We'll see how this plays out. But, you know, for the young man who's jumped to Ohio State out of the Texas high school, one, he's probably going to be about the fourth-string quarterback at Ohio State this year. So what kind of NIL money is going to be waiting for him? I would say not much. Now, maybe in 2 years, if he works his way up the depth chart and becomes the starter, absolutely he'll get that. But I question, is he really going to get that in the next 3 to 4 months? My guess would be no.
I don't think it's about your potential. I think it's going to be about schools that set up so-called NIL deals, which really are just open ways of paying a player to come play for you. That's it.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt some of that's going to be going on. And, I mean, even Ed Orgeron at LSU kind of made that same comment last week. They're like, well, yeah, we kind of already got a little pay system going for our players down here. So, yeah, we've gone down a slippery slope in college sports. You throw in the realignment talk, and boy, this almost the lines have certainly been blurred between amateurism and professionalism. And I'm not sure I like some of the moves that are happening in college sports.
I do like listening to this man when it comes to Nebraska football. Does a great job. Greg Sharp joining us from Lincoln. Appreciate the time, my man. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks.
Greg Sharp talking Big Ten and college football on the Meyer guest line.